Tom Feeney at Tidal Wrestling, and I'm joined now with the British Boot Camp 2 winner, Mark Andrews. Mark, first of all, congratulations. Has it sunk in yet?
Cheers, Balan. Thanks for having me here, man. It's finally sunk in, I think. You know, after a few months of having to keep it quiet, obviously, before the show was announced. And just, you know, as soon as the last episode aired and all the flood of tweets and messages and congratulations from everyone, that's when it really sunk in and I realised, okay, this is a thing, you know what I mean? This is actually happening. Whereas up until then, it kind of hadn't hit me yet, you know what I mean? But I think it's starting to sink in now and it feels great, you know what I mean? It's really rewarding and it's just, it feels awesome. Yeah, I'm on top of the moon.
In terms of the whole process, just if you go for it methodically, when did you find out, first of all, that you were going to be in the competition, and then when did it all spiral from there?
Well, I first met Jeremy Borash at a show up in Preston earlier this year, you know, a few months before Boot Camp started filming, and he gave me his business card, and I wasn't sure what it was about or anything like that, and then it was only like a month or two after that where I got a message off Rockstar Spud and saying that I'd been chosen to be in British Boot Camp too, and a few of us had different messages. So it was more like rumours for the first few months, you know what I mean? And then when it all started happening, you know, we kind of found out as it was happening, you know what I mean? It was in the pipelines for a long time. But it must have been, you know, it was all filmed in quite a short space of time. So it was over summer, I guess, and it all happened pretty fast, you know what I mean? But it was an amazing experience, you know, nonetheless.
What was it like meeting the likes of Samoa Joe, Gail Kim, Al Snow? Because if it was me, I think I'd be a bit nervous. How were you?
Well, I mean, like, I'm fortunate enough that the British wrestling scene at the moment is... I've got so many imports coming in and, you know, it's a regular thing to be around kind of big stars in wrestling. But I was definitely nerve-wracking because the three judges obviously were judging us, you know what I mean? Like, they were there to critique us. So that was where it got, you know, nerve-wracking because... And they were all lovely, you know what I mean? Like, Gail, Joe and Al, all really, really great people. They were really, really nice to me. And I was just happy that I impressed them, you know what I mean? I think that... You know, although I was nervous, I managed to kind of keep my game high and show them what I'm made of anyway, and it seems to have worked anyway. But it was, although it was nerve-wracking, it was a really, really enjoyable experience because they were all really kind. So,
I know someone who didn't make the final six was Chris Travis after what happened to him. I know you're friends with him. Just how is he doing at the minute?
Yeah, I mean, Chris, his spirits are high, you know what I mean? I speak to him pretty regularly, and he's got a real strong heart, and obviously, like, all of the British wrestling scene is really, you know, pulling for him. And I think, you know, Chris is going to overcome, you know, his illness. He really is, and he's the man. You know, it's a crying shame he couldn't be part of the final six of Boot Camp. If he was, he definitely, in my opinion, would have been the guy to win it, really. So, and that's my honest opinion. I definitely think he would have won it. So I was really happy as well. I was really happy that me and Chris got to spend so much time together through the process of Boot Camp. Leading up to that London show, me and him, you know, always chatting to each other about it. We went to the auditions together. It was actually a match that we had in Preston, which got the attention of Jeremy Borash. So I kind of felt like me and him were in it together from the start, you know what I mean? And it was, I was just glad I got to share at least half the experience with him, you know?
What was it like going to America? Because was that your first time wrestling in America during then?
It wasn't my first time. I've wrestled in America a few times over the years on independent companies and stuff like that. But it was my first time wrestling in America for, you know, a company, or my first time wrestling for a company of that level in general, you know, like big shows, big crowds, very professional backstage, the whole layout, all set up. It was, you know, it was pretty mad, you know what I mean? I was pretty in awe of the whole thing, to be honest. But it was great, you know what I mean? It was awesome. It was the first time I got to feel like I was traveling on tour, like in like a really, really like professionally set up way. You know what I mean? It was for a real big company, and it was just, you know, the whole movement of it. It was great being around like the camera guys. You know what I mean? Like the production guys, and seeing how the whole thing gets put together, and just, you know, it was really like motivating in a way, and just to see how everything works, the inside of, you know, of such a big company.
What did you make of your final match? Because obviously that is what won you the contract. It looked good for the cameras. How did you feel?
I loved the final match with DJ Z. Like, I actually first met, you know, Z Moran like a year ago, actually, when I was out in America, and I really got along with him then. And I was really, really psyched that he got to be the guy I wrestled for my final match on Boot Camp. And I was really happy with it. You know what I mean? I think that our styles really, really clicked together. And it just, I really look forward to hopefully wrestling him again a lot in the future, because I really enjoy wrestling him.
So, talking about the future, you've talked about one possible opponent. Who else would you like to fight in Impact Wrestling?
Well, I mean, the X Division has so many, like, really, really talented guys, and I'd love to get in the ring with all of them, to be honest. You know, guys like Manic, Tigre Uno, you know, and just, like, all the X Division, really. Like, if you're in the X Division, you're there for a reason, and I'm hoping, you know, there'll be a reason why I'm there as well, so I hope I've proven that reason. So I'm just excited to get in the ring with as many people as possible, really.
So let's now just finally talk about your schedule, because you've got a few shows in Britain, and then it's off to the Big Apple.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm still not entirely sure on the schedule completely. It's all up in the air a little bit, but I know that I've only got a few shows left in the UK, maybe like 1 or 2 months worth. I've got a big goodbye show down in Cardiff, in my hometown, and it's in the venue that I started training in, so it'll be quite a sentimental show for me. I'm wrestling my best friend Pete Dunne, who was announced last night that we'll be having a match that night. So that's going to be a real special one for me, and then wrestling the Progress Wrestling the next day, which I feel like, you know, a lot of the shows over the next month or two are going to be quite special for me, because I get to almost say a temporary goodbye for now to all the fans who've been supporting me over the last few years.
Just how much are you going to miss wrestling in Britain?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that I won't be gone completely, you know, and I can still come back occasionally, but definitely going to miss it a lot, because there's a real tight-knit group in the UK. There's a real, like, there's a real tight-knit group in the UK, and, like, everyone's real close, like, and with the fans as well, do you know what I mean? It's a really close kind of community, and everyone supports each other and stuff like that. So it's definitely going to miss the fans. I'm hoping, and the wrestlers especially, do you know what I mean? Like, they're all some of my best friends that I see backstage every week, you know, every weekend. So I'm hoping I can still stay in contact, whether it be on social media or just visiting back a lot or whatever, you know?
So finally, Mark, just what is the aim for 2015? Now you've got the contract, is it maybe to go for the X Division title?
Well, that is definitely a goal of mine for the near future. You know, every year I try and make better than the last, and 2015 is going to be hard to top 2014 because it went so well for me, but I'm still going to try. So, you know, here's 2015. I'm just going to try and keep bettering myself and keep improving, and hopefully the X Division belt will be somewhere in the near future.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Mark.
Cheers, love.